WJTL, Jordan Feliz, Mandisa, Jonathan Traylor, Jesus is coming back. Hey, good morning to you. 7:21.
Good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, breezy, high around 48. On the overnight, clear, low 28. Friday, sunny, breezy, high 52. Man, in the 50s. Mm. Saturday, partly sunny, also a high 52. Beautiful couple days of weather here. And then Sunday, we wrap up the weekend a bit cooler. Chance of snow, actually. Cloudy, a high around 34. We're sitting at sunny and 33 here in Mannheim.
Our friend Nicole Rosenberger with her. She is the founder and program director of Highland Child and Community Services. Good morning again, Nicole.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Highland.
Highland Child and Community Services is a nonprofit organization established in 2014. We have done a lot of work with families in Haiti, but over the last 3 years, we have been developing a program for youth who will be aging out of foster care here in Lancaster County.
And you're looking forward to having a home setting where they can transition to. But just tell us a little bit about what the kids in foster care face when they age out.
There are currently approximately 424,000 youth that are in foster care. And approximately 20,000 of them will age out of the foster care system without any permanent plan for their future.
So a lot of them face homelessness?
They do. Approximately 20% of them are homeless immediately upon exiting the foster care system.
Wow.
And then as time goes by, within 4 months, that number just increases.
Mm. And you said studies have found that just one person, one connection can make all the difference in these kids' lives.
Yes, one single adult caring connection that is committed to a youth can change the entire trajectory of their life.
Amazing. So you guys are working on getting a home, Highland Home. Tell us about that.
Correct. So we have a property that is identified in Lancaster County. That we would love to be able to see this program up and running. The program, we have spent 3 years developing the program, working with the state, and we now have a program that is fully approved. It is just conditional upon us obtaining that property.
How can our listeners help you do that?
They can go right to our website. It's www.highlandservices.org. And if you click on Highland Homes, there is a button there that you can donate. But also, if you'd like more information, we would love to chat with you. There's a phone number, an email address on there, and we would love to hear from you.
You're also looking for mentors and people who can help with the transition.
We are, yes. Once the program is up and running, we will have approximately 7, 8, 9 girls in the program, and we will be looking for mentorship for them. Each one of them will be assigned a member.
How about prayer? How can our listeners pray for what you guys are doing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. prayer is one of the things that anybody can do. We realize that not everybody can adopt a child from the foster care system or even foster, but there is always something that somebody can do, and prayer is one of those things.
Check it out online, highlandservices.org, and see what you can do to help them realize their Highland home. Nicole, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we wish you the best. Back to the music we go. We are Messengers. This is Point to You on WJTL.